Phoenix. In 2010, a huge showdown on the immigration issue emerged in Phoenix and all of Arizona with the passage of the controversial SB 1070 law, giving the local law enforcement officers power to enforce national immigration law. Boycotts in Arizona began immediately, and rallies against the law sprang up across the nation. On June 5th, as part of the Duke Engage on the Border project, I traveled with three students to a pro-SB 1070 rally called Phoenix Rising in the Arizona Capitol, where we heard Sheriff Joe Arpaio, the former Congressman Tom Tancredo, and State Representative Russell Pierce deliver their rallying cries in the 107-degree heat. 2,000 or so gathered to cheer them on. The blistering language from the stage, placards attacking Obama, Mexicans, and any illegal immigrant, the biker gangs wearing white boy insignias, racist groups selling flags, t-shirts, and other paraphernalia, along with a number of men and women packing heat, all gave the rally a less than subtle undercurrent of hatred and fear. We walked across the street to find a quiet counter-protest. About 40 people sang in the shade of a tree where hunger striker Patty Madrigal prayed and lit candles. Nearby, the United Farm Workers held their sign in solidarity. George Clifton, a retired Marine and former CIA employee, stood on the street corner with a pro-immigrant sign, waving and smiling to passing motorists. He summed up his protest this way: "I feel cowardly if I don't do anything. After all, I lucked out. My mom had me here.